there's a drink called 7-Up. He said the man failed 6 times. It was the 7th time he got it right. Dedication. I learned dedication from ushering. There was a time I was sick on Wednesday, and then I was an altar boy. I said, God, please heal me before Thursday. God, there's service on Friday. I woke up. The first thing I first was to check myself whether I was sick. I was still sick. I said, I miss Friday. I will never miss Sunday. I woke up on Sunday, more sicker. Went to church, and I was walking like a corpse. And I ran to my position, and I was standing there like a corpse. I said, I'd rather die than somebody taking my place. Nobody was monitoring me then. That's how to know leaders. Leaders are not supervised to do the right thing. The reason why many people here are still employed is because you think you are deceiving the person that employed you. You come to work late. You don't take your job serious. You are only waiting when he's watching you before you become serious. You are wasting your time. Everybody God picked to use, he found them on the platform of dedication. There was nobody that was useless just wondering. I said, God called me. No. Check David. He said, I was taking care of my father's sheep. Beer came. I smoothed the beer. Nobody was seeing him. God said, this is the kind of person that should lead the people. So God said, I have found my servant David with my holy oil. I have anointed him. Where did he find him? Giving his life for sheep. If you can give your life for sheep, then you can be entrusted with a nation. Even where you have not seen the benefit, nobody seeing you that dedicated. The benefit of dedication is that God see what others are not seeing. In fact, God see more when nobody seeing you. If you have nothing you are dedicating your life for, I can prophesy your future without being a prophet.